A funeral service has been held for a Pakistani exchange student killed in a mass shooting at a high school near Houston, Texas. The student, 17-year-old Sabika Sheikh, was one of 10 people gunned down Friday at Santa Fe High School in the town of Santa Fe, Texas. 8 of those killed were students. 2 were teachers. At least 10 people were injured in the attack. The accused gunman is Dimitrios Pakochis, a 17-year-old student at the school. He was arrested and is being held on murder charges. Sabika Sheikh came to the United States last fall as an exchange student. Friends and family said she wanted to learn about U.S. culture while sharing her own with Americans. Sabika had 2 U.S. host families. Her first host mother was Pakistani-American Uzma Parveen, who spoke to VOA at the funeral held Sunday at a mosque in Stafford, Texas.
We did not have children. She was the first one who called us mom and dad. She was literally like a daughter to us.
Parveen said Sabika experienced many parts of American culture, including going to the yearly high school dance known as prom. She said she had big dreams, with plans to attend college, to study to become a diplomat or a businesswoman. Also attending the funeral was Jerry Manlove, who helps run the Foreign Student Exchange Program. She tried to reach Sabika by text message the day of the shooting, but never got an answer.
She and 2 other students and a teacher hid in the classroom. They hid. They found a closet, but the boy found them.
Manlove said she thinks there should be steps taken to improve security to prevent future shootings. She suggested students could be required to wear clothes that would not easily hide guns. Or, she said, putting metal detectors in schools might help. Uzma Parveen said she also believes more should be done to prevent future tragedies.
If anybody listens to me, I have only one appeal. Please do something. No children should be taken away from parents. It hurts. Believe me, it hurts. One metal detector could have saved her. Just one.
Friends say Sabika was looking forward to going home in a few weeks after the school year ended. They said she planned to celebrate the end of the holy Muslim month of Ramadan. Her second host family also attended the funeral. Host father Jason Cogburn spoke about the family's desire to include Sabika in everything they did.
When she started Ramadan and started fasting, my family did that with her because we did things together.
Her host sister, Jalen, called Sabika the most beautiful, loving person she had ever met. In Pakistan, Sabika's parents were in shock over her death. Father Abdul Aziz Sheikh told the Associated Press in Karachi he could not believe what had happened. "We are still in a state of denial. We can't believe it. It's like a nightmare." Sheikh said his daughter had talked about one day joining Pakistan's Foreign Office after finishing her studies. He called on U.S. officials to completely investigate the shooting. But he said he hoped it would not prevent other students from going abroad. "One must go for education undeterred," he said. but controlling such incidents is the responsibility of the respective governments. He added, I'm Brian Lynn.